Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Here's a story.
Mm-hmm. The Story. 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. The Story is supported by our good friends at Frontier Toyota in beautiful Valencia, where they don't close deals, they open relationships. Steve Miller's coming to town middle of August. Always a good show. Always a great show. And you know, when he started out, he was a great guitarist to begin with. Steve Miller Blues Band, well, he was happening. Joker came out, then he's become popular and he can sell records and have enough time to record them any way he wants. Fly Like an Eagle came out. There was a lot of great music on it. You know that to be a fact. But the segues on it from one song to another. Where in the world did all those things come from? Because in the early 70s, there weren't really big synthesizers that could handle that kind of stuff like your iPhone could.
I recorded the song many times. It was like a great song live because it was a really good jam. I mean, it was like a 20-minute jam, and it always had the mirror ball, the lights, all the stuff was on, you know. And every time I would record it, it wouldn't have that feeling like it did when the light show was happening. Mm-hmm. So I bought an idiot keyboard, I called it. I went to Bananas, my music store in San Rafael, California, and I said, you know, I need an idiot synthesizer. I need one no keyboard player would ever use. I want one with wind on it. I want one with an oboe on it. I want one with... You know, it has these different things. And the guy said, oh, well, here, this is $190, man. This is perfect. And I took it home and hooked it up to my Echoplex and started fooling with it. And that's how all those segues were made and those albums, where all that stuff came from. It was just this great little thing that no self-respecting keyboard player would touch. So I started fooling with it, and it really worked out great.
Idiot synthesizer. Idiot synthesizer. Fly Like an Eagle. That's the song. Steve Miller with a story.